Okay, here we go. We're coming to you from Louisville. It's America's Trucking Network, and we've got James. Is it Jim or James?
James Lamb.
James Lamb, who is with AIPBA. What is that?
AIPBA stands for Association of Independent Property Brokers and Agents. So we're the trade group for small and mid-sized freight brokers.
All right. Getting tougher for small and mid-sized brokers to compete with the big boys. In Cincinnati, we're pretty familiar with third-party brokers like TQL and others. Is it getting tougher for the small and medium-sized brokers?
Oh, well, it sure is. And we're having a real tough time here with this new broker bond that's about to come down. And I'll tell you, we're doing a seminar here at the show between 1 and 3. And we're going to talk a little bit about the impact of that $75,000 broker bond on the industry and the American consumer.
All right. Now, you talk to truck drivers, they're going to tell you that brokers brought that on themselves when they worked the truck stops years ago and we were a lot of fly-by nights, and, you know, it was kind of necessary to chase some of those people out of the industry.
Yeah, we're going to agree that there are some folks out there that haven't been playing by the rules, and there are always going to be a few bad apples in any industry. The thing that we're concerned about is that there's a lot of good small brokers that are out there that this is going to negatively affect. And more importantly for the folks here at the show and in the industry, owner-operators are going to have a tough time as well, because we believe once the small brokers are kind of forced out of the industry with this high cash collateral bond, you know what's going to happen next. Those bigger brokers are going to then start to play rate games with the owner-operators. And we think that as a matter of supply and demand, you're going to see freight rates go down as a result of small brokers being removed.
So how can small and medium brokers compete against, well, the Walmarts of the business?
Well, we think that the thing that we need to do is we need to kind of make a change here in terms of how brokers and owner-operators, motor carriers, have acted in an adversarial capacity in the past, and we think we need a new deal. And in fact, what we're trying to do here at the show and coming and doing the seminar is kind of offer a token gesture here in terms of creating a partnership between brokers and owner-operators, and we're hoping that folks will realize that we're all in this together in terms of being all members of this small business section of the industry.
All right, well, it's getting tougher for the small driver, too, independent driver, too, because the big companies are lobbying away in Washington, getting a lot of things that are to their advantage and not for the little guy, the truck driver. Is there a way for the smalls to work with the small brokers, work with the small truck drivers, or does the small and medium broker have to get into the big company area in order to be profitable?
Well, we think that the small brokers can act independent of the other larger brokers as long as the playing field stays fair. And what's going to happen with the $75,000 bond is that we're going to be in a situation where all of these small brokers are going to be removed from the industry, and they're going to have to make a decision as to whether to go out of business in general or whether to become agents of those bigger, mega-sized brokers. So if you're dealing with a small broker right now, you may still be dealing with them a year from now, but the situation may be is that they're no longer independent and they're no longer offering a decent rate. Now they're part of that mega broker chain, and we're concerned that freight rates are going to go down, and ultimately these mega brokers are going to squeeze more money out of shippers, and that's going to translate into higher prices for all of us in terms of consumers in the United States.
I come from the truck driver standpoint, and they're going to tell you if there's a good, honest, smaller broker who treats them fairly, they'll stay with them all day. They just have a hard time finding one. So, if you got your brokers to go back to the old days when they had good guys that treated their drivers well and customer service kept them rolling, gave them a good rate, you guys would flourish.
Yeah, one of the things that has sparked this whole problem here for small brokers is that there have been a lot of situations where owner-operators have just not gotten paid or have not gotten paid fast enough in accordance with the contract that they have with the broker. So I can understand that from that side that, a lot of folks will say that brokers have brought this upon themselves, but the problem here is that this is a very unique bond in the industry, meaning in the surety bond industry. And the problem is that this requires cash collateral. So if brokers can't cough up $75,000 in cash, unless they have significant financials, it's going to be a major problem. And to answer your question from before, I think one of the things we're trying to do is partner with owner-operators here. We spent some time over at the OIDA booth a little while ago, and we said, why don't you come to our seminar? OIDA supported this, as you know. And we said, well, we'd like to thoroughly investigate exactly what the impact is going to be on your membership. And we've invited them to join our coalition in terms of helping protect small business in general.
All right, so the coalition is trying to angle eventually for a lower bond. And what are the chances of getting that? Because you know it's going to be going in the other direction.
Well, one of the things that we said in the beginning when this issue first came up was that we recognized that the $10,000 bond hasn't gone up in quite some time. In fact, 1979 was the last time the bond went up. And so when the issue came up, we said, well, yeah, we probably should raise the bond to protect truckers. And we agree with OIDA on that issue. We just felt that it was a matter of doing the fair and just thing in terms of adjusting for inflation. And if we had followed that format, then the $10,000 of 1979 would essentially translate into $25,000. So we were willing to accept that. Three times that amount becomes a problem. And on the other side, brokers are starting to talk about the issue of, well, if you know broker bonds haven't gone up in a while, then maybe we should talk about how liability insurance hasn't gone up for owner-operators and motor carriers since 1985. And that issue is going to be a pressing issue coming in the next couple of years here, because brokers are kind of upset about what's happened. And they're starting to say, well, you know, we're becoming victims of these vicarious lawsuits, vicarious liability lawsuits. And ultimately, this would protect us as brokers in the event that these lawyers are looking for deep pockets. If they can't get it out of the carrier's insurance at $1 million, well, maybe that needs to be adjusted for inflation as well.
Right. In all businesses, the smaller guy is losing to the bigger guy. Doesn't matter if you're in radio. The corporations are buying up all of the stations. Retail, it's going more Walmart. How much more difficult is it going to become for brokers, small and medium, to compete in the large boys arena, because they're taking over the world?
There are currently 22,000 actively licensed brokers, just under 22,000, according to FMCSA. And it's going to be devastating to the industry, because about 75%, we project, are going to go out of business as a result of this. And there will not be a steady influx of new entrants, because they won't have that cash collateral. So ultimately, that means that there's only going to be a few thousand left. And of those brokers, they're going to play rate games with owner-operators. That's the mega brokers. I won't name any names, but you know, I think they know who they are, and I think owner-operators know who they are as well.
All right, James, appreciate the time. Very interesting.
Thank you.
All right, good luck to you. We're in Louisville. This is America's Trucking Network.